Welcome, aviation and history enthusiasts, to the Pilot Photog Podcast. I'm Tog, your host, private pilot, professional photographer, YouTube content creator, and your guide through the thrilling world of military aircraft. Whether you're a diehard aviation fan or just love a good story from the skies, you've landed in the right place. Each episode, we take flight into the fascinating tales of military aircraft, the heroes who flew them, and the incredible technology that keeps pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the skies. We'll explore historic battles, modern advancements, and the little-known stories that shaped aviation history. And that's not all. As a scale model aircraft enthusiast and a creator of stunning computer animations, I'll bring these stories to life, giving you a unique perspective on the aircraft we discuss. Every airplane has a story. It's not just a podcast, it's an experience. Don't forget, you can find us on all podcasting platforms. But before we take off, here's a quick pre-flight checklist for you, our amazing listeners. If you enjoy our journey through aviation history, please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback helps us climb higher and reach more aviation enthusiasts like you. So whether you're prepping for takeoff on a long cross-country flight or just relaxing at home, make sure to subscribe to the Pilot Photog Podcast for your regular fix of aviation history and stories. All right, strap in and adjust your aviator glasses because we're about to embark on another high-flying adventure. Welcome aboard the Pilot Photog Podcast. PilotPhotog.com. In today's world, where the winds of change are ever present, one nation makes a historic pivot, reshaping the balance of power in Europe and challenging the status quo. Welcome back to the channel, where today we're diving deep into Sweden's monumental decision to join NATO, becoming its 32nd member and marking the end of over two centuries of cherished neutrality. Stay with us as we uncover the might of Sweden's armed forces, including the excellent JAS 39 Gripen, how this impacts NATO's famous Article 5, Sweden's key strategic position in the Baltic Sea, and why this Nordic powerhouse is more prepared for what lies ahead than you might think. Historically, Sweden's policy of neutrality has been a cornerstone of its foreign policy, dating back over two centuries. This policy has allowed Sweden to avoid direct involvement in the major conflicts of the 20th century, including both World Wars and the Cold War. And while Sweden did start entering into various mutual defense treaties with the European Union and other Nordic countries as far back as 2009, more on that later, the changing nature of global politics, highlighted by increased tensions and the recent aggressive actions by Russia, notably its invasion of Ukraine, has prompted a reevaluation of this stance. This, of course, ultimately led to Sweden joining NATO, with official ceremonies concluding this week. To say we live in historic times is an understatement. Sweden, alongside its Nordic neighbor Finland, have both become NATO members in the past year. But what does this mean for Sweden and NATO? Let's start with the crown jewel of the Swedish Armed Forces, the Saab JAS 39 Gripen. A fighter jet that embodies efficiency, adaptability, and lethal precision. Built to operate from virtually anywhere, including roads or highways, the Gripen is a testament to Swedish ingenuity, a formidable asset with now more examples available at NATO's disposal. We're about to dive deeper into the world of the Gripen, a marvel of adaptability and efficiency. But before we do, let's talk about another kind of efficiency that's crucial in our daily lives, mealtime. Just like the Gripen relies on a skilled team to keep it soaring, why not have a dedicated team to ensure your meals are top-notch? Just like a meticulously planned flight, good food is essential for an enjoyable journey. That's why I'm thrilled to talk about today's sponsor, CookUnity, the first chef-to-consumer platform that brings a culinary adventure right to your doorstep. Remember those high-flying chefs you see on TV or in five-star kitchens? The ones who craft dishes that are both an art and a science. They're the culinary pilots behind your CookUnity meals. We're talking about Food Network veterans, James Beard Award winners, and top restaurateurs. They're the experts in balancing robust flavors and top-notch nutrition, making it simple and delightful for you to savor excellent meals. Now let's talk ingredients. Cook Unity chefs select humanely raised meals and organic options whenever possible. Fresh, seasonal ingredients are their co-pilots, ensuring every bite is packed with flavor and health benefits. These meals aren't coming from some distant, impersonal warehouse. They're made in small batches in regional micro kitchens across the nation, preserving that homemade touch. Cook Unity chefs offer up a wide range of meals with over 7 different dietary preference filters, including vegan, paleo, and gluten-free options. All the meals I chose were spot on and exceeded my expectations. I especially enjoyed the herb grilled chicken over basil pesto pasta by Chase Evans. He's a Texas-based chef who views cooking as the ultimate team sport, and this meal was delicious, healthy, and filling. The best part? These culinary delights are chilled and sent fresh, not frozen. They're ready for a quick heat and eat whenever you're gearing up for your next mission or winding down after a day's journey. I also like that the subscription is super flexible, and you can pause, skip weeks, or cancel at any time. So, if you're ready to elevate your meal game, head over to cookunity.com/pilot50 or click the link in the description below. And remember, use my code PILOT50 to get a whopping 50% off your first order of Cook Unity meals. Taste the world's finest kitchens right from your home cockpit. Bon appetit and happy flying. Getting back to the Gripen, there are several factors that make this fighter such a valuable platform for NATO. The first of which is versatility. The Gripen is a true multi-role fighter, designed to perform a range of missions including air-to-air combat, air-to-ground attacks, and reconnaissance. This multi-role capability allows it to adapt quickly to various combat scenarios, making it an invaluable asset to any air force. Then there's cost efficiency. Compared to other fighters in its class, the Gripen is more affordable in terms of both acquisition and operational costs. Its efficient design and use of off-the-shelf components mean that it offers high performance without the exorbitant price tag associated with some other modern fighters. Additionally, given the fact that Sweden produces the aircraft domestically and is now part of NATO, it is likely much easier and quicker to obtain replacement airframes and parts for the Gripen. Between Sweden's Air Force, along with those of the Czech Republic and Hungary, NATO now has about 100 Gripen fighters available. Another key aspect is advanced avionics. The Gripen, especially the E model, is equipped with cutting-edge avionics, including a highly advanced radar and electronic warfare system. These systems enhance the aircraft's situational awareness, survivability, and combat effectiveness, allowing it to engage targets effectively and evade threats. Now, one of the Gripen's key design philosophy has always been ease of maintenance and operation. This fighter can be serviced and repaired on remote bases or even makeshift runways with minimal support equipment. This capability ensures high availability or mission-capable rates, allowing more aircraft to be ready for action at any given time. Of course, there's also the short takeoff and landing, or STOL, capabilities that enable the Gripen to operate from short runways and even highways. This flexibility is particularly useful for countries with limited airbase infrastructure or those looking to disperse their aircraft to avoid being targeted on the ground. Now keep in mind, the Gripen is not a vertical takeoff and landing airframe. However, it is a lighter and smaller jet, which allows it to operate in airfields that some of the larger fighters could not operate out of. One of the key aspects of NATO's alliance is the ability to share information. The Gripen has been designed for network-centric warfare, meaning it can share and receive information with other platforms and units in real time. This interoperability enhances the overall effectiveness of military operations by ensuring coordinated attacks and defense strategies. And of course, nothing stays still in military aviation, so we have to look at continuous upgrades. Saab has committed to continuously upgrading the Gripen throughout its service life. For example, the latest variant, the Gripen E/F models, bring more powerful engines, increased fuel capacity, and enhanced payload capabilities. These improvements ensure that the Gripen remains competitive against newer aircraft. As we marvel at the advanced capabilities of Sweden's Gripen, it's crucial to also recognize the broader strategic role that Sweden plays, particularly in the vital waters of the Baltic Sea. Now look, you almost can't understate this. Sweden's strategic position along the Baltic Sea is a game changer for NATO. This body of water is critical for maritime security and a stone's throw away from Russia, and is now under the watchful eyes of a seasoned military power. Sweden's entry into NATO not only boosts the alliance presence in the region, but also enhances its capabilities in anti-submarine warfare and mine countermeasures. Sweden occupies an enormous amount of coastline right inside the Baltic Sea, and this, along with other NATO allies, effectively creates a choke point for the Russian Navy. Moving from Sweden's key spot on the Baltic Sea, let's now check out how ready and strong Sweden's military really is, which I believe will show that they're geared up for any challenge that comes along the way. Sweden is no stranger to military preparedness. Despite their long-standing policy of neutrality, this Nordic nation has always been ready to defend itself with a modern, highly skilled military force. Remember that as a neutral nation, Sweden had to be prepared to go it alone, which means that their navy, air force, and army were designed to fight as a self-sustaining fighting force. We often hear about NATO's Article 5, which basically states an attack on one NATO nation is an attack on all NATO nations. What doesn't get discussed as often, although recently this is coming up more and more, is NATO's 2% requirement. This key agreement in NATO means that each member must contribute 2% of their national gross domestic product, or GDP, towards defense. While some NATO members historically have struggled to meet this requirement, Sweden has said that they're committed to the 2% goal. And now, as the newest member of NATO, Sweden stands ready not just to defend its sovereignty, but to play a crucial role in maintaining the security of the Euro-Atlantic area. Earlier, we had mentioned Sweden's prior mutual defense agreements since 2009. Perhaps the most significant of these was last year's Nordic Air Defense Force, which was agreed upon by Finland, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. This combined force of over 200 fighter planes includes the Gripen, the F-16 Fighting Falcon or Viper, and the F-35 Lightning. I've made a video all about this. You can check it out after this one. Link in the description below. So what does Sweden's NATO membership mean for the future? Make no mistake, it's a bold step into a new era of collective security, where unity and strength are paramount. With Sweden in the mix, NATO is not just stronger, it's more versatile, more agile, and better prepared to face the challenges of our times. As we witness this historic shift, one thing is clear. The global stage is ever-evolving, and Sweden is moving with it, embracing change and asserting its place in the world. This story, of course, is far from over, and I'll be here to cover every twist and turn. For now, this is Tog, and this has been a glimpse into the future of global security. Thanks for listening to the Pilot Photog podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and the YouTube channel as well. I will leave links in the description/show notes below. Now you know. PilotPhotog.com